It is 7:40 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 69 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we've, hello. you are listening to us on FM 100.1 AM 1340 on the free WRHI app. On WRHI.com and on the TV side of the house, you're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply follow WRHI and CN2. We've got a guest who's appearing for his very first time here on Palmetto Mornings, and we've already found we've got a lot in common. His name is Tony White, and he is the owner of Richburg Karate and Fitness Center, right down the road there in Chester County, and they have a huge national karate championship that's happening in the next couple of days there in Richburg. So first of all, let's welcome Tony White to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome.
So Tony, let's, before we dive into the national championship and everything else, with your fitness center, walk us through how you got interested in karate and a little bit about the philosophy that you take.
Yes, thank you for asking that question. I got involved in martial arts around the age of 5 years. I was 5 years old. And I'm a third generation of a martial arts family. It calls the White Brothers. They established the martial arts in Lancaster, South Carolina in 1974. And so I just grew up in the family of martial artists. It's about like 13 of us all together. And they have established that and have accomplished a lot throughout the martial arts world.
So we were sharing with you before we turned the microphones on that our knowledge of karate begins and ends with the movie Karate Kid.
Correct.
Okay. Now take us from knowing that what you know about our knowledge, now take us through like your karate studio, maybe similarities with that movie or just maybe the misconceptions or what people might think of like, oh, okay, this is what they do at every karate studio and how yours might be different.
Well, actually, it's a lot of similar to what you would see at the Karate Kid movie because what we do, we teach values and the ethics of life. And that's what martial arts means, the pathway of living. Okay, and how you choose to make choices in your life is going to determine how your life is going to be the pattern of your life. And so we teach work ethics. We teach promoting self-esteem, confidence in you, and you be the change that you would like to see instead of allowing your environment change you, especially in a negative way. And we be balanced by just being true with us because all of us have some strength and we have some weakness. And do not shy from your weakness because your weakness, you want to make them your strength.
And I love how you said earlier in the pre-interview, one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself with danger, because a lot of people do say karate is kicking and punching and breaking boards and kicking boards and all of those things, which some of it is. But you said the number one strength is knowing that there's danger and staying away from it.
Yes, that's correct. And that's the main thing about it, is being aware. Being aware of who you are and your surroundings, and when something is not positive or feeding the energy that you desire, you shift away from it. And just like we're going back to your knowledge of martial arts from the Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi always told Daniel's son, it's good to break board, but board don't hit back.
That is true. And he also taught him work ethic.
That's right.
And at the point, he was just, you know, Daniel's son just thought that it was, you know, just hard labor, but he didn't. He was realizing that he is learning those skills that will become very valuable to him later on in his career. So you decided to open up the Richburg Karate and Fitness Center. It's located right across the street from Louisville Middle School down there in Chester County. You've been open for 5 years. Mm-hmm. You yourself, you're an 8th degree black belt.
Yes.
Out of 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that you... You must be the all-time champion. Again, I know when you hit black belt, it's pretty serious, but your 8th degree, I mean, you should tout yourself and brag on yourself a little bit.
Well, it's like this right here, that as higher you go up, as humble you ought to be. Mm-hmm. And you become more of a servant, okay? And the best leader is the one who can best serve. And that's the philosophy that I carry. And my job is, if I'm confident in who I am, I don't have to boast in me. My boasting is comes when I take what I have and can deposit and carry the legacy into someone else. And they have their own personality, you know. Unfortunately, I have been blessed in the things I accomplished in the martial arts and still also active in the martial arts of competition. I am a former PKO full contact fighter. You know, at one point, I had the quickest knockout record in Raleigh, North Carolina. I have competed through the Southeast Coast and have competed against a lot of prestigious persons. And all of that, that's myself awards to me, and if you want to call them accolades, but it's just like a bank. You know, you have a bank and you have a whole lot of money, but your bank is no good if you're not going to give it out to anyone. Mm. So what I have learned, and I want to return to share with others to help build and establish and let this legacy outlive me, like those who have posited in me that it's going to also carry on.
Well, we love your philosophy. I wish the rest of the country would take note of what you're doing for sure. Even when folks come to sign up at your studio, you typically get what you wear in your white belt, but you said they even have to earn the white belt, correct?
Well, actually, when you want to come and desire to want to sign up where I teach at, first of all, you just don't walk in the door and say, well, I just want to sign up. I say, let's do a class. Because one thing about it, before I become your teacher, I want to be your friend. We would need to have a connection, a bond. And then I want to see where your mindset. And if you don't have the right mindset and you don't willing desire to focus on what we're establishing, well, maybe that's not the place for you. And maybe you need to find another facility. And so that's why when it's, you know, when you don't make it all business and you make it a billing character and you want to create or either direct in the positivity, you just don't have to take everything that comes your way. And as we were stating that, yes, when they do finally sign up, they just get a uniform and they have to learn the work ethics of earning things and not being giving. As we see in our society now, everybody feel like they owe something, but they don't want to get out there and do something. And so that teaches them that way of life of when you earn it, you can feel good about yourself and no one can take that from you.
It's really good.
Tony White is the owner of Richburg Karate and Fitness Center. They're holding a national karate championship on Saturday, June the 15th. They're at Louisville Middle School from 9 to 3. Who are the competitors in this, Tony?
Oh, well, of course, you're going to have Richburg Karate and Fitness Center. They're going to be in full force. We're going to have people all the way from Savannah, Georgia, from Virginia. They're coming from all different locations. And to compete in this prestigious event, and we just want to make it a clean, fun, family atmosphere. Those who will be spectating, we want to fill the gym up. And this is a historical event. Because this is, from my understanding, this is the first event that ever have taken place in Richburg, South Carolina. And this is what we want to continue on throughout the ages.
You mean event, like a karate event?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
That's... So for spectators, if they are interested, is there a cost involved, the times? Like, is it an all-day event? What does that look like?
Yeah, it is an all-day event, and the cost is a $10 per spectators, five in honor they get in for free. And some of this proceeds that's going to be going into the literacy, we're going to give back to the Chester County School District, donation. Each time we have an event, we're going to be doing something for the community.
That's great. Tony, you seem like you're doing a lot of good down there in that part of our listening area. Again, it's the National Karate Championship. You're going to see some of the best folks who are in the karate community on display right here in our backyard. It's on Saturday, June the 15th from 9 to 3 at Louisville Middle School. It seems like a great opportunity to, one, just to see what this is all about, and two, if you've ever been curious about karate, it seems like a great introduction just to see where you can strive to get to one day. And then to your point, just come in and talk to you and just walk you, let Tony walk you through their philosophy, because to your point, just because they come, their fit might not work with you, and vice versa, your style might not work with them. And I appreciate that. And the philosophy is just great. Well, Tony, sounds like you're doing a great deal of good work down there, and we are so happy for you. Again, an eighth degree black belt. That is fantastic, sir. Well, thank you so much.
I want to like to thank also our sponsors. We have had a lot of local sponsorship to help to make this event going to be a success. And also we're going to have some locals here from Rock Hill down there competing in this competition. So they're going to be a little bit everywhere.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Tony, you're the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.